Hi,
we
Leo.
Lost each other.
I'm like, so sorry. I was like, you've been kicked out of this conference. I'm like, what the heck? My phone timed out on me. I was like, oh my gosh, I hope he doesn't think I hung up on him. I'm so sorry. So you were saying that your frustration, right? Because you had, I heard you say that you got gathered all these pictures recently. None of those pictures were placed on your website.
At least I can't find them.
Wow. And that, you know what? I would be frustrated too, especially if you took the time to gather those photos. You know, that could be frustrating. I know this. I will tell you this, Leo. If any time you sent us pictures and we felt that those pictures, that they weren't clear or that they were too dark or they were, you know, not a good angle, we're not going to put pictures that are going to make you look unprofessional. And we would tell you, hey, Leo, that's not too good of a picture. Can you send us a different one? Because we want to make you look as professional as possible, and we really want that work to stand out that you've done. Okay? That's the only time we would tell you. But we would let you know, like, Leo, those pictures, you know, these two that you sent us, can you get us a more clear picture or with better lighting? Because, again, we would do you an injustice if we posted a picture that was all dark and they really couldn't see what it was. But I'm sorry that that happened to you. That's a bummer, especially when you take all that time into, you know, the effort into doing all of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I will tell you this. We definitely have a very strong team. We pride ourselves in customer service. I mean, we're here to assist you with everything. I mean, we want to make sure that you're getting the best out of our program, and that you're getting that return on what you invested with us. We have to perform. We have to continuously earn your business because you can cancel on us at any time. So trust me, we're going to earn your business because we want you to stick around for a very long time. Because it's working. Now, Leo, I need you to find the receipt that was sent to you. We sent it to you in a text message, and I also sent it to your email. It'll say initial invoice, and I'll need you to open it up when you see it. I can't believe tomorrow's already Wednesday. I have church again.
You said you sent me an invoice?
Yes, we sent it both to your email, and we also sent it to you in a text message. It'll say, welcome, Leo, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And it's probably buried in some of the, you've probably gotten a lot of emails from us. Are you in your email right now?
I'm not in the email. I'm in the text.
You're in the text? Okay. Start reading the text messages that you see, and I'll tell you which one it is.
Local Splash, welcome. Here are your credentials. You can
not
log into
one.
Your account.
Okay, not what that one. What's the next one?
If you have any questions, feel free to call.
What's the one after that?
https://www.google/my-site/local-splash.
Nope, not that text. What's
local
the next
splash,
one?
Welcome. Here's your credentials, username, password.
No, let
you
me try to resend
you. Log into your account at. If you have any questions, feel free to call.
Let me
Local Splash, get your business Google profile verified.
That's, no, it should be the one right after that or before it. I could resend it to you so you see it right away.
I'm not seeing it. but that did key me into a question.
Yes, sir.
excuse me.
No worries.
It said, get your Google business profile verified.
Yeah.
Now, we went through a whole number with these people.
You already
trying
went through
to
that.
Get that site verified.
Yes.
And it took them a long time to ever do that. And
yes.
A lot of calls, a lot of everything. Does that have to go through again?
No. No.
Okay,
but
good.
But what I would do is this. What I want to do, because I'm a girl that likes to be prepared and safe, okay? What you're going to do on that Google Business profile is all you're going to do is add us on as managers. Our technician's going to walk you through it. However, you know that one that says get Google verified? I'm going to suggest to you, this is what I'm going to suggest. Send us whatever pictures you can off of the list that we provided of photos that we need. And I'm going to tell you why. Let's just say for some reason Google says, hey, we need this. We're not calling you and bugging you for it. We already have it in the back office. Okay? So if you get a chance, I would suggest send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment. Send us a picture of your vehicle, your work vehicle. Send us a picture of your business license, your business insurance, just so that way we have it on hand. So if Google ever asks for it, we're not calling you and saying, hey, Leo, stop what you're doing. I need you to send me a picture of that. We already have it. Okay? You're not going through the verification again because that's already been done. Okay? And trust me, I know sometimes it can be a headache for people to get it done.
It was a major headache.
I bet. And it's frustrating. And it's like, but I will tell you this, we're Google channel partners, so it's a lot easier when you work with a channel partner to Google than it is with someone that's not. Because it's more of a headache for us than it would be for you. It shouldn't be so much of a headache for you. And that tends to what happens when you're not working with a channel partner. But yeah, we always like to be prepared for any reason. So I would just suggest, you know, send us, even if anything, send us a picture of your business license and your business insurance. Okay. None of that stuff is going to post online. We're going to keep it in the back office. Okay.
Yeah, don't ever post that online.
Oh, no way. No.
They've had people get things like that and use that for their contractors' supposed license. I mean, they faked who they were and gone out and done business before. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, people do that. Of course not. Let me tell you, I've seen where people have their kids on their Google Business profile, and I'm like, take your kid's picture off of there. Like, why would you do that? And I think it's just sometimes people don't realize that certain things that they're posting are showing up on there, you know? Now, I just sent you the invoice again. It should be coming through. Okay. And it'll say, hello, Leo. Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Let's see if it came through. Local Splash, welcome. Here are your credentials.
No, it's a thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then it'll say, please note that this will be a recurring charge.
No, it hasn't put anything else on my text.
Go to your, can you check your email?
Yes.
Because it showed it sent it on my end.
It'll take me just a second to get into it.
That's okay.
Okay, we have several local Splash Support invoices.
You got it?
Thank you for choosing local Splash.
Yes, that's the one. Okay, so it goes on to say, thank you for choosing local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Please note that this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms, correct? And then do you see the sentence that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Please click here, yes.
Go ahead and click on that. Now, when you click on where it says click here, Leo, it's going to take you to this page that says local Splash, terms of experience. Let me know when you're on that page.
I'm on that page.
Beautiful. Now, when you're scrolling, like in the middle part, you're going to see where it says mobile phone. And it should have your phone number in the box right underneath of it. Do you see that there?
In the middle of it?
Yeah, it's on the left side. Yeah, it's kind of in the middle towards the bottom of the page. And it says mobile phone and it has your phone number.
I see the mobile phone number.
Perfect. Okay. Now, right underneath of it, there's going to be these two little boxes. Now, the first box, it says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. You're going to click inside the box because it's going to make a check mark. So what you're saying is, yes, you agree to receive text messages from local Splash.
And I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer on the credit card.
And that the information is complete and accurate.
Terms of conditions located at, what are those?
That's just everything that you see here in the terms of experience. That's everything that we talked about in the voice verification. Like if you need to cancel, call 3 business days before. If you need to pause it, call 3 business days before. Do you see where it says sign?
Yeah, e-signature.
Yeah. So in that box, you're just typing your name. Leo space Coleman, exactly as it reads there. I feel like my allergies are going to start up. We've been having cold weather, warm weather. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot get sick.
My allergies, I just had an allergy attack for the last couple of days and have been just really down with it.
I
was putting up the Christmas tree and I think I'm allergic to it.
Oh no, that's the worst. Do you take anything for it? Like Claritin or anything? Okay. Oh, I know. Sometimes my allergies and my asthma act up, and I'm like, oh, my Lord. Can't do this today. Especially when...
Okay, I'm signed, so confirm it.
Confirm, yes, sir. Now, when you do that, Leo, it should open up a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password. Let me know when you see it.
I've got it.
Okay. Now I'm going to help you log in. Go to where it says username and put your phone number. No dashes. Just a straight phone number. 801-471-6775. All together.
Okay.
Okay.
And
let
the
me know
money.
When you're... All right. The money, lowercase, one word.
Okay.
Okay. And did it let you in?
It did.
Beautiful. So this is where you go in and track your results with us. Okay. I wanted to make sure that it was that you were able to log into it while on the phone with me. So remember that tomorrow we're going to call you from that 877 number. We're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Again, I'll send you the reminder an hour before, but if for some reason you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, Nadine, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes. We will call you right back, okay? Now, from tomorrow, within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. We're going to have the business Facebook page created for you, and you can start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, okay, your website's already live, but your Facebook ads is what's going to be live within 7 to 14 days. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, as I mentioned to you in the beginning, in our terms and conditions, what we state is that the first page placement on Google, we're still going to give you the timeline of 45 to 60 days. But many times, Leo, I have seen it happen sooner. Okay? Although I have, I'm still going to stick to that timeline because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Now, we will be sending you notifications as these steps are being completed. So we're going to make you aware of the work that we're doing. So this way you're informed. So we'll let you know once you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, when you're in the directories. So we're keeping you in the loop, okay? I am going to ask you that you cancel with that other company. You don't want to be paying them anymore, okay? Because we're going to go ahead and take over now, okay? But I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family, Leo. I'm so super excited for you. Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to help you. I'm really excited, and I'm so glad I was able to speak with you this afternoon. Well, now almost evening, right?
Yeah, it's evening.
It's dinner time now. Okay, did you have any other questions for me before I let you go about to enjoy the rest of your evening?
I thought I did, if I can remember it. She was going through something. Something flashed in my mind.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. What was it?
Like where to send any pictures or anything?
That was it. That was the exact thing. Where do I send the pictures?
I'm going to send you a text right now, and my technician will go over it with you. You're going to start sending pictures to photos@localsplash.com. And let me just make sure that I'm spelling it right on here because I don't want to give you the wrong one. Let me just copy it from here. Oh, come on. My email takes forever. What is going on here? Are we on vacation mode or something?
I think so.
Okay, so it's going to be photos@localsplash.com. You send the email. Send us the pictures to that email. I recommend email, and I'll tell you why. Because it's better quality when you send it through an email than when you text them. Okay? So I just sent it to you, the email, to your text message. And that's where you can email the photos to that email I provided you. Okay?
Well, I've had a lot of difficulty emailing photos, but I'll do my best.
If it gets too hard, our technicians can walk you through it and help you. Okay?
Well, the problem is getting it to download from my phone onto my computer. Something happened a while back that's not letting
it. Do you have an iPhone? Do you have an iPhone?
No, I have an Android.
Android. Okay. There is a way on your Android, like you can click on the photo and it'll say send us a text message or send us an email. And there's a way that you can just put the email address and it'll get sent. You could also try to send it, if it's easier for you to send it in a text, you know, one of the text messages that I sent you, you can reply to the text with the photos.
Okay,
if that makes it easier for you. We prefer the email just because it is a little bit better of a quality, but if you can't do it that way and you're having difficulty, you're welcome to reply to the text, any of the text messages I sent you with the pictures. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have yourself a beautiful evening, and we will talk with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, Leo. Have a blessed evening.
You too. I'm glad I answered your call.
I'm glad I got to talk with you. I'm glad I was the lucky one. It's been so pleasant to speak with you, you know. I really love when we can help somebody, you know, and just be able to take that time to kind of go through your questions as well. Because I'll tell you, my grandma used to always say, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. And I welcome questions, because if you don't ask, you're never going to know, right?
That's very true.
Yes, sir. All
right. The dumb question is the one you don't ask.
You know what? You're so right about that. Yeah. My kids are like, well, I didn't know. And I'm all, did you bother to ask? Well, I didn't know. Well, how do you, if you don't know something, sweetheart, you need to ask.
That's a Jahari window.
Yeah.
Do you know what
you
that
know?
Is? Do you
no,
know what
I
a
don't.
Jahari window is?
No,
you
no.
don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And it's the enigma of life. You know, people all the time get caught in that trap. And that's what they call it, the Jahari window, because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. And I tell them all the time, like, you have to be informed. But, you know, what do I know? I have gray hair for no reason.
well.
But I do dye it.
It helps
so
laughing
maybe
a lot.
So maybe that's yeah. why you don't see it, because I dye it. My husband says, you're looking like Cruella de Vil. Get the dye.
Oh, no.
Get dyed. It's just a joke he has with his sister and I when our grays are starting to show. He's like, okay, Cruella de Vil status, go to the hair salon, go get your hair done. He's a silly guy.
It helps. It helps.
Yeah, it does.
If your personality color codes match, and it sounds like at least the silly part of you and your husband match, and it
yes.
makes life so much enjoyable. If you're a blue color code with yellow, that makes a green, and it's so delightful. My wife and I are both those color codes, and we get
really?
Along beautifully.
That's awesome.
And we have a beautiful relationship. It's really matching yourself with the right personality color code. She was
yeah.
a junior high school teacher, retired, but she taught the personality color codes in her English class because
oh, wow.
she could get away with that. And, she taught a lot of out-of-the-box things like, you know, taught kids how to make clouds disappear and how to find out about water and what all the things water can do, and you can talk to water and other things. She would teach that. She taught kind of where the gangsters were and taught English, but she had to have all these other out-of-the-box true things, but out-of-the-box
yeah.
things that she could bring up to hold their attention. And she would get them
wow.
spellbound in with all these unusual things that nobody else seemed to know. And just hold them right there and do some teaching in the process.
No way. How interesting. Wow. That's so awesome.
Can you imagine some teacher teaching you about personality color codes? And how interesting, but also pertinent that would be for the rest of your life. It would change your
yeah.
life. If you understood the customer you're dealing with and how
mm-hmm.
to deal with their personality, because if you have a red, they're right, and the second rule they have is they're really right, and
mm-hmm.
you need to understand that that's just what's going on. That's just who they are. And
yeah.
if you take offense, then you're missing out. And
oh,
you're not
yeah.
having the kind of interchange that you could have. And if you get a white light, they don't
that
know what they
true.
Want. They're like the owls, if you compare them to animals. And
uh-huh.
and they're just sitting there watching, but they don't really know what they want. If you had two of them married together, they would say, you know, well, let's go out to eat. Well, where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. You know, they're hard to be committed. And,
yeah.
And if you get two yellows together, if they were married, none of the bills would get paid. They would always, you know, be just really struggling.
Oh my gosh. And,
but it's making things in your life, making the right commitment with the right person makes
right.
all the difference. And the right personality. And once you understand their personality, you know how to deal with them, and they mm-hmm. know how to deal with you. And then if you figure out your love language and it's the same, count yourself very fortunate. Most people's
right.
are not. Mine and my wife's are. And
wow.
it makes life so sweet.
So much easier too, right?
Oh yeah, you don't have to translate.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. Like I said, you always learn something new. Well, listen, Leo, you enjoy your dinner.
Okay.
Hopefully you're going to have it soon. And thank you again for taking the time to speak with us. It has been such a pleasure.
Well,
okay?
You're welcome. Thank you.
You are so welcome, my dear. We'll talk with you tomorrow. Have a
okay.
blessed evening. Thank you, Leo.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.